This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With another COVID surge expected in Colorado, communities of color continue to be affected the most from the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Native Americans are now getting sick in disproportionately high numbers. Karen Hoffman directs primary care for Denver Indian Health and Family Services. She says many of her indigenous patients live in multi-generational homes where keeping a distance is hard.
There was one particular family where they think dad got it at work. Then he and mom both ended up in the hospital. Three of five daughters got it, two of like eight grandchildren, because they all live in the same home.
Latinos, too, are now getting sick at high rates, according to state data. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Pueblo County is developing a plan to ease economic pressure on businesses that have had to close or reduce capacity. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
County officials are looking to develop a plan modeled after one currently in operation in Mesa County. It would allow businesses following certain protocols to operate at capacities greater than what's mandated under current state levels. Commissioner Terry Hart.
It's a tough balance trying to figure out what we need to do to control this virus, but at the same time, not crush the economy.
Both the city and county of Pueblo have coronavirus relief funds that can go to businesses, but it's considered a temporary fix. The state is also working on a broader five-star framework based on Mesa County's model. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Most everyone at the U.S. Capitol says they want to pass coronavirus relief, but congressional leaders are still no closer, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
On Tuesday, a bipartisan group of rank-and-file lawmakers released a framework for a new coronavirus relief package. Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter says he'll consider all COVID-19 relief legislation that comes forward and will continue to push for immediate relief. Representative Jason Crow believes a deal is needed and will review the proposal. And Representative Diana DeGette says while the plan is far from perfect, she hopes it will help jumpstart the process to pass legislation soon. It might have done just that. Both Republican and Democratic leaders released updated plans of their own hours later. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.